It is festival season around Milwaukee, and one of the oldest festivals out there, as a matter of fact, it started way back in 1982, is Polish Fest. And joining us is Jeffrey Kadurski. He is the executive director of the Polish Heritage Alliance. And wow, can't believe it's been over 40 years, Jeff.
I know, it's hard to believe.
Why did the Polish Heritage Alliance decide to put together Polish Fest?
The biggest reason we wanted to do is to build a Polish center in Wisconsin. So back in 82, our forefathers got together and created this festival to raise funding for our Polish center of Wisconsin, which is in Franklin, 24 years. And that's what the main reason was. And we continue today not only to preserve our home here, but to share our culture and our heritage through the arts, in history and language and current affairs.
And of course, the great food and the music and the dancing and the fun. And it's going to be next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And tell us what we can expect this year.
Oh, first off, we have all sorts of entertainment for everybody. One of the big features is that we are having a Polish Your Kitchen. Mark and Anna coming from Poland to do cooking demos with our own chef, Joe Perajeki.
Any idea what they're going to be making?
They are going to be making all sorts of sausages, and they got all sorts of recipes, Polish recipes. They're doing kolaczki, and then kapusta, kabasa. It's like a sauerkraut salad, potato dumplings. And then on Saturday, there's going to be a kabasa competition between the two of them to see who makes the best sausage.
Oh, I bet you're going to have a lot of pierogies, too.
Oh, we have a lot of pierogi, yep. That's for sure. We have like over 25 food vendors just ready to serve you everything from pierogi to burgers. So it's realm of everything.
Well, it seems too that at Polish Fest, especially the last couple of years, you've really stepped up the game with having a lot of bands, not necessarily that are all Polish cultural bands. You've got a lot of regular bands from around the area as well.
Yeah, I mean, we have our Miller Lite Oasis stage, which is more of a contemporary stage. And like, for example, on Friday, we're going to have Tim Castle, Country Legend, and the Whiskey Bells. And then we have Rebel Grace at 7:30. So we do that, and on Saturday we have our nonstop polka stage, and then we stay with our Sobieski culture stage, where we have the Britons, Larry Lynn. So it's a variety of everything, and of course our famous dancers, Serena Park dancers, and then Polonia Soccer Club is going on. They're doing demonstrations in our sports area. We have the Capuchins Walk and Run for the Hungry on Friday, and of course our big Boomski fireworks display at 10 o'clock by Professional Wealth Advisors.
Which day
That's
is the...
Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. And
Saturday
I
is the big boomski.
The big boomski. I love that. What are you looking forward to most, Jeff?
My favorite part of the festival is when the gates open. I'm usually standing right at noon waiting for the gates open on Friday and greeting the people, and they're all excited just to see the people walking in. You see the fountain, you see the Polish flags, and all displays, and they're like, wow, that's an attraction. So,
oh, I know. It's just wonderful. And I know if anybody's thinking about a trip to Poland, you'll have travel experts there as well.
Yes, we have travel. We have Belgial Travel on the grounds. So they're doing different exhibits and stuff. Yeah, it's everything, the sights and sounds and the taste of Poland.
Oh.
And more can you get? You got to talk about the Tyszki beer.
Oh, now what's that?
Well, that's our Polish beer we imported from Poland. We only got 684 cases ready to go down on the grounds in the refrigerator, so we get more than supply backup, but that's one of the big products we have. So.
How does it differ from the beer that we're used to?
So it's a little different hops and grains they use, and of course a different formulation in water because it's brewed in Poland. Typically, they're more higher in alcohol content, but it's a very good light tasting beer. It's more of an ale type of thing, so...
No wonder so many people are looking forward to trying that this year. So, Jeff, I know we don't want to forget about the Mass on Sunday morning, and you've got a really special celebrant.
This year, our celebrant is coming directly from Poland. His name is Father Kabasa.
Wait a minute. And it's Father... Like, what's his name again?
Father Kabasa.
Like the sausage.
It is true.
Yeah.
Like the sausage, and that's what he likes to be called, too, is Father Sausage. So... It is very interesting. He's going to be celebrating with us on Sunday.
Oh, well, we don't want to miss that. Mass with Father Sausage on Sunday at Polish Fest. Listen, you have a great weekend, and let's all get out to Polish Fest. It's going to be a great time.
Dziękuję. That means thank you.